on the internet and glad to be here. It's your pal Sully alongside Rick Limpert in studio today for a special visit. Rick, I opened up this computer and saw, you ever open up a computer, somebody else's computer, and you see browser windows that have been opened since?
Sully, I've opened up people's computers and I've seen all sorts of things. I mean, we don't want to talk about that on here.
I mean, Internet Explorer was open and I think there was like news articles from like 3 years ago on this.
The problem was they were using Internet Explorer and not Firefox.
I love computer people. They all have an opinion about the different browsers.
Absolutely.
Rick Limpert on Twitter is Rick Roswell. Good to have you in studio. And you are going to be talking about a couple of different things today. But first, let's give you, of course, the Twitter bio, Rick Roswell. And then wirelesswednesday.live is the hub for all the things that you do and the writing that you do during the week. Tell us a little bit about what's happening over there, what people can expect when they visit your site.
Well, each day we put different product reviews or tech reviews of some sort, tech news. We cover it every day, so it's current, it's topical, and we try to maybe cover things that the big outlets aren't covering, things that are maybe a little under the radar. That's kind of our secret.
Well, today we're going to talk about something that a lot of people are interested in, especially parents. What do kids want for Christmas? What do they want? New gadgets, new toys heading into the new year. And we're going to talk about a couple of different things, and you have a few things that you brought in.
Yeah, we're live here, so always good to bring some stuff in. These are things that you won't find, like I said, the big media covering. These are maybe not toys, but these are things that kids that like tech or like gadgets would love.
All right, let's talk about this Big Red Rooster projection alarm clock. What does this do?
So it's an alarm clock. So it comes in different shapes. I brought in one here, and I'll put pictures of it, of course, on my site. And it's this is a dog. So it's a typical alarm clock, but it has a projection at the top of it. So it will shoot the time and an image up onto the ceiling. So kids, they don't have to worry about the bright light of the display shining in their eyes. And when they're laying in bed, they can just look up at the ceiling and see what time it is. And it's a pretty cool thing.
And we also have, it's available in a couple of different
forms. Yeah.
Forms, right? There's a dinosaur I see. What else?
A cat, and I love the dog one here. So I brought the dog, and there's also a ladybug, I think. So depending on what your kid is into or what your kid would like, you have some choices.
All right. Well, we will check that out. And let's take a look at the iClever Boost Care Kids headphones. Now, did I just receive these?
No, you got something different that we'll talk about in a second, but I have them here. So kids and parents, there's a constant fight going on whether kids should be using headphones because as kids' ears are developing, headphones played at a loud volume can harm their ears. So they've designed a company here called iClever, which I love, has designed a pair of earphones for kids that only go up to about a third of what a normal volume would be in a typical headphone. So kids can't turn it up all the way and hurt their ears. And it comes in different designs. We have the holiday reindeer design here, and they're comfortable headphones. It sound pretty good, especially made for kids. So I like this idea.
And hearing is just, my goodness, we take it for granted, I think, so much, but it is so important in our lives.
There's a whole generation, maybe we're part of this generation, so that are growing up and getting older, where we had Walkmans and earphones on our ears all the time. And who knows, 5, 10 years, 20 years from now, our ears are going to maybe pay the price for that. So start the kids out early with a pair of headphones. It's not going to damage their ears. And the other great thing is it's under $20. So available on Amazon and iClever.com.
And we can get them without the antlers on them.
Without the antlers on them, but they come with different little gadgets or accessory add-ons here for the holidays.
Again, on Amazon.com, and you can check out iClever.com if you want to learn more about that. Okay, tell us about the Circuit Scribe.
When I was growing up, maybe you were too, I liked playing with little kits they had for design your radios, and they had this is a little erector set for the modern age. So it comes with a pen that actually draws wires, kind of like a 3D printer, and you can hook up circuits and batteries, make lights go on, and things happen with this Circuit Scribe. So this is a gift. It's a toy, but it really makes kids think and prepares kids for kind of what's coming on with tech and gadgets, and it may hopefully inspires a whole new generation of entrepreneurs and inventors and people that enjoy gadgets and technology.
Oh, what a great gift. And, you know, a reminder, too, and a good place to talk about this. You know, Toys for Tots is such a great charity. We love to support them in any way that we can. But my uncle always likes to remind me, and sometimes I don't think of it until I see a post from him on Facebook. It's good to give gifts that really do create
something.
Yeah, to create and inspire kids.
Yeah, the maker movement is a huge movement going on where it's but rather than buying a made toy, buy the components where a kid can make something themselves and maybe invent something themselves. It goes a long way, and I love this the Circuit Scribe. There's a few different size boxes they can get or kits they can get, and it says ages 8 and up, and an 8 to 10-year-old that's really into technology would love this.
All right, the Sydney Page Backpacks and Children's Book Series. Tell us about this.
Well, I have this. I have the backpacks at home, and basically, it's a great backpack and also a great cause at sydneypage.com. You buy a backpack, one gets donated to a kid that that needs one, along with some school supplies. So quality backpacks, they're for kids. They make rucksacks for adults, and they don't look cheesy. They look really cool. They're modern and very comfortable, and I love the cause.
I love the companies that do things like that where you buy one and they're going to give one away too, so you get to kind of support while you buy something for somebody else.
Yeah, this has been a trend, and it's goodwill they're developing. And I think, like you said, people take notice when they're getting something and someone that actually needs it as well as getting it. So killing two birds with one stone.
I know you're going to be out at the CES in January. A couple of things to preview. Talk about the octopus.
Yeah, we got one here. This is kind of early has caught my eye. So kind of a fitness band now for kids that's a scheduler watch and has an app involved with it as well. So as they bill it as eliminate the power struggle to help parents and kids focus on what's important. So the app paired with the little device can tell kids what time to do homework, maybe turn the TV off, what time to go upstairs and brush your teeth, or, I mean, all sorts of little reminders now will be on a kid's wrist. This is the age we're living in now, Sully. Kids, it's hard for them maybe to actually focus on what their parents are saying. So now they're hearing it from their parents, and maybe they'll enjoy kind of gamifying it a little bit by having it on their wrist as well, the octopus.
Maybe my life would have turned out a little different if I had had some of that technology.
I think both you and I need that today. And maybe we need to have our parents involved telling us what to do. So it's like what we've talked about before. This is a tech heavy environment we're living in. It's constantly changing. Some of these products are going to work, some aren't. At CES, for every one product that succeeds, there's probably 99 at CES that'll never make it. But that's the great times we live in now. It's the great things survive, and some of the other things need to be made better to impact our lives. So,
Rick's website is wirelesswednesday.live, and of course you can follow him on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. We always talk a little football at the end of the segment. I know you're more focused on goings on in Iowa and perhaps Green Bay with the pros, but what did you think of the Badgers' loss to Penn State there? Kind of surprising.
That was surprising. The Badgers kind of. My dad is a Wisconsin alum, and the Badgers had a collapse there against Penn State. And geez, what does that say? James Franklin has done an unbelievable job at Penn State. That program was, you know, almost dead 3 years ago. I mean, look at what's happened at Penn State. It's a rich football tradition up there, as you know. And it's going to be they say the tickets for the Rose Bowl are selling out quicker than the tickets for the playoff games. So it's going to be interesting Rose Bowl out there.
And then the Chick-fil-A Bowl here in Atlanta, part of the playoffs. I love it when exciting things happen in Atlanta.
Is Washington going to be a sacrificial lamb for Alabama?
I've said that to a couple of friends. That is a long way to travel to lose.
It's a long way to travel to play. I mean, it's going to be great to play Alabama. Alabama, the Dome is really Alabama's almost second home, isn't it? And there'll be a ton of Alabama fans in town, and it's going to be exciting. It's this playoff system is being good for a lot of cities, and a city like Atlanta gets to host an important game like this. It's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Well, hope you have a great weekend. Great to visit with you. Thank you for the Christmas present.
Sally got some iClever earbuds and headphones there for Christmas as well. I try to get you something during the year for the holidays. So I appreciate you and everything we do during the year.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you as well. And hope you have a good weekend. And remember to check out wirelesswednesday.live for all things Rick Limpert. And we'll chat again next week, my friend.
Looking forward to it.